Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
First time it's Pavel, last name Durakiewicz. I'm originally from Poland, but for the past 7 years I live on a ranch in Sicily, Italy. And I'm also right now a 4 times Guinness World holder for extreme barefoot challenges. The first one is for the longest barefoot journey of 3,410 kilometers. Second one is for the fastest Olympic triathlon. Third one, just done 2 months ago, is for the fastest barefoot half marathon on ice. And just 1 week ago, I became the first human to run a full marathon barefoot on ice in Norway.
That is unbelievable. We have a lot of student questions. Do you mind if we jump right into student questions?
Please do.
One of the kids from France emailed me and they wanted to know what inspired you to take on your barefoot journey, the one across the Iberian Peninsula. Why Iberia?
Okay. I always wanted to see north of Spain and walk through the Pyrenees. So that's why Iberia Peninsula. I started in Perpignan, France, and walked through Andorra to the north of Spain, and all the way across Portugal to the south of Spain. And yeah, it was a beautiful trip. North of Spain is not so touristically maybe recognized as south of Spain, but it's very beautiful. And I actually, it was my first challenge, my first Guinness World Record. And when I was a kid, when I was only, I don't know, 13, 14 years old, I saw in my friend's house a Guinness World Record book. And I had this dream that I want to be Guinness World Record holder at that time. And then I got a little bit lost in life, and I was addicted for many, many years to alcohol as well. Finally, 8 years ago, I became sober and I started to help people getting out of the addictions, and also started helping children from disadvantageous families or orphanages, by organizing camps and bringing them. And this trip was a way of raising money for the foundation Diamond Soul. And I walked for 5 months and 20 days barefoot.
That's absolutely amazing. And the fact that you took a negative with the alcoholism, with the addiction, and you made it such a positive thing to help so many people and inspire so many people. So congratulations on that. Not many people can do that.
Thank you.
We have a question from Spain. This is Christopher. Christopher, go ahead and unmute to ask, buddy.
Hello,
Christopher.
My question is, how the satisfaction of having finished the marathon feels?
Could you repeat the question, please?
He wanted to know, what does it feel like? What was the satisfaction like when you finished that full marathon, your most recent?
Oh, the full marathon on ice. Yeah, I felt that yeah, I did it, because I was going through some pain throughout the marathon. I was thinking about giving up. I was thinking about not finishing below 5 hours, and that was the Guinness World Record requirement. I was thinking about not being able to run at all, because it was so slippery and the ice was so brutal. But once I was getting back, I mean, after the 12th kilometer, I know 12th, my mind was just off, and then I ignored the pain, and I had inside myself already the joy that I'm going to finish it. So for 2.5 hours, I was running with the feeling that I will finish it. And when I was getting closer to the finish line, somebody gave me even a Polish flag, and I ran with the Polish flag in. And yeah, I felt that I did accomplish something which no human in the history accomplished before, and it was it was a great feeling which stayed with me for some time, and the feeling was really good that I didn't really feel the pain, and I didn't see my feet damaged as all the other people who were around me. But at the end, they were not so damaged. They were just only the toenails, which were in blood.
That's wild. And that's more of like a traditional sense. I mean, didn't they run barefoot when they first started doing marathons in like Greece and all that kind of stuff?
You know, it's. I mean, there are so many advantages of actually going and walking barefoot. And in terms of running, in Olympics in 1960 in Rome, and that was when for the first time somebody from Africa, from Kenya, won it. And I forgot his name. I should have remembered, but he established the first Guinness World Record for running. A full marathon barefoot. He was competing with all of the people who were wearing shoes. It was Olympics in Rome, and he won it barefoot. His time was 2 hours and 15 minutes. He was the only one running barefoot, and he won the marathon.
That is unbelievable. We have a question from Timofey from Russia. Timofey, go ahead and unmute to ask, buddy.
Hi, I have a question. Do you want to repeat marathon with longer distance or not?
Okay, I did not
He
hear the
wants to
question
know,
well.
do you plan on running longer distances barefoot?
Actually, when I was on the barefoot, the longest barefoot journey, one day I ran a double marathon in the mountains. So it was 84 kilometers, and I did it in one day. But I'm not planning to participate and make it my sports career to run ultra marathons barefoot. I enjoy walking barefoot. I enjoy running barefoot. This is how I run. I do not want to deplete my body by running a lot of ultra with barefoot because I don't think it is in general, like, running, like, hundreds of ultras, it's good for your body. It's better, like, the most I enjoy, it's walking barefoot.
Good answer. Good answer. I mean, that's very fascinating and interesting too. Like when you get to that level and you have, an addictive personality to where you want to keep pushing the limit, but when you can put restraints on yourself and say, okay, that's enough, I've gone as far. Like that shows a lot of like restraint and, professionalism right there. One of the kids messaged me and they wanted to know why did you choose Sicily as the place to start? To start your ranch. Why Sicily?
Okay, on my way to helping people, I knew I was in South America, and in South America I got really into yoga, and and sun and water helped me, like, recover to get better. And when I returned to Europe, I knew what I wanted to do, that I wanted to help people with addiction problems. And I had in mind that I want to open it in a place which is sunny, and there is a lot of sun, and there is water, and there is mountains. And Sicily was just right the place. I'm originally from Poland, but in Sicily, definitely the weather is better. There's more sun, and the sun helps people recover.
Great choice. Great. I've heard it's beautiful there. And I know we have a lot of friends in Italy, and I know that Italy is absolutely gorgeous. So great choice.
Yes.
Hugo in Spain, you had a good question. Go ahead and ask, buddy.
Hi. How much do you usually have to train to run a full marathon?
Okay. I think for the last challenge, I ran first half marathon and then a full marathon. I prepared 8 months, so full determination, having my willpower directly every day on that I will run those two races, and I train as much as I could. But not overtraining also, because that's very important. Like, if you want to run half marathon or a full marathon, you still need to start very slowly and watch yourself, watch your body. Don't overdo it, and slowly build up the distance. Because what most of the people, the most common mistakes is the people are already trying to do long distances, and their body is not prepared. If you start slowly and give yourself enough time, then the risk that you don't have injury or some other pain is very minimal.
Very good. So know your desk, know your limits is basically what you're saying, right?
Know yourself, know your limits, and if you never run and then you want to run a marathon, start from first week, run 1 kilometer, the second week, run 2 kilometers, fifth week, five. Even though you feel that you're able to do more.
That's good. That's
Just
good.
respect your body.
What so you've overcome a lot of adversity in your life, especially as a Guinness Book of World Record holder, like multiple record holder. Can you talk to the kids about a little bit about overcoming adversity?
Yes, I think our greatest enemy in what we want to do and in how we feel, it's our mind, and our mind always tells us the stories, and very often tells us that we cannot do something, tell us about what's wrong with us and all of that. But for me, understanding that this is only the story of my mind, and it's not me, it's just my mind, and it's just a tool, like my hand, like my leg, like my whatever, and it's not me, and understanding that I can use it as an advantage, and not as a disadvantage, helped me a lot with getting out of a lot of adversities. So, yeah.
That's great advice. Thank you so much. So before we let you go, and I always ask this last question for all everyone who speaks to our students, what kind of advice would you have for these kids as they go off into the world and kind of figure out what kind of lives they want to live and things they want to do?
Listen to yourself. If you have any passion, or if you have just a little intuition which tells you, that you would like to do something, don't listen to other people who just tell you that this is not the right thing for you to do. And always put the best you can into anything you do. If you wash dishes, then give it 100%. If you are to vacuum your living room, then give it 100%. Try to do whatever you do, try to do your best, and that would make you a very strong person. And then with those small exercises, you can really later on accomplish great things.
Very good. Can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Bardzo dziękuję. Is that in Polish? Thank you so much.
Yes, exactly. Bardzo
So
dziękuję. Thank you so
before
much for being able to talk to you, and have a beautiful day.
Yes, can we all unmute and can we all say thank you to Paweł for taking time out of his
Thank
day?
you.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dziękuję bardzo. Dziękuję bardzo.
Dziękuję.
Do
Thank you.
widzenia.